Welcome to Film Companion. I'm Anupama Chopra and here are this week's reviews. Pippa Meri Jaan Hai, a soldier declares in Raja Menon's new film. But Pippa isn't his beloved. The word means tin can and it is the nickname for the PT-76, which was the Indian Army's first amphibious tank. The armoured vehicle played a decisive role in securing victory over Pakistan in the 1971 war. The film, based on Brigadier Balram Singh Mehta's book, The Burning Chaffees, focuses on the key battle of Garibpur in which India and Pakistan clashed in a tank versus tank battle. The routing of the Pakistani army by Indian soldiers, with help from the local Mukti Vahini guerrillas, led to the Pakistani army eventually surrendering and to the birth of a new nation, Bangladesh. This is a rousing story of war which comes without the complicating question of was killing justified. India fought not for territorial expansion but with the aim of liberating the 6 crore oppressed citizens of East Pakistan. Pippa begins with a horrific attack in which the Pakistani army mercilessly murders unarmed university students. As a line in the film goes, this was a battle jisme hum kisi desh ke nahi zulm ke khilaf lade. India, as the film underlines several times, always had the moral upper hand. I haven't read Brigadier Balram's book, but the film isn't solely focused on the Battle of Garibpur. In fact, we don't get to it until the second hour. Much of the first hour is spent in establishing the dysfunctional family dynamic between Balram, called Balli, and his siblings. Balli is a natural-born rebel. His first instinct is to bristle against authority. This includes his army superiors and his older brother Ram, who is also a revered army officer. The two are combative to the point that they can't even find a meaningful way to say goodbye when Ram is called to the front. But the war changes Balli. Like the Hrithik Roshan character in Lakshya, Balli slowly discovers what it really means to be a hero. This melding of personal and political doesn't serve Pippa. The screenplay, written by Brigadier Balram, Raja Menon, Tanmay Mohan and Ravinder Randhawa, is unable to find focus or its grip. The story meanders, taking in Balli's habitual insolence, the offhand way in which he meddles with his sister Radha's life, and his turbulent relationship with Ram. Meanwhile, their mother, played by the lovely Soni Razdan, stoically tries to hold her family together. The narrative includes a voiceover, reams of exposition, but the characters, despite their daring feats, are less than memorable. Especially Radha, whose induction into the war effort seems ridiculously easy. The roster of fine actors, Ishan Khattar, Priyanshu Penyuli and Mrunal Thakur, aren't able to breathe life into these characters because they seem more like ideas on paper rather than actual people. As we move into battle, the plot becomes more predictable. The dialogue, despite lines like "Kranti ke liye umar nahi, jigar ki zarurat hoti hai," doesn't quite hit the high notes. And the larger ideas about the necessity of battle or why refugees deserve humane treatment are too undercooked to fully emerge. Pippa has scale. Some of the battle scenes have been shot with vigor by Priya Seth, who also did terrific work on Raja's 2016 film Airlift. Priya's camera showcases the tanks, which seem like majestic beasts of burden that also happen to float. We get close-ups of the rows of wheels, the tracks, the hull, the hatch. Now, tank films are practically a sub-genre in cinema. Think of Fury with Brad Pitt, or Samuel Moses' 2009 Lebanon, which is almost entirely set inside a tank. That film showed at the Toronto Film Festival, and the festival guide called it sensual in the dictionary sense of the word. The tank was described as a hot, sweaty, rusted-out place rank with odors of men and fear. We don't smell enough of this odor in Pippa. The war never becomes visceral enough. Incidentally, Pippa is the third Hindi film this year to be set during the 1971 conflict. The first was Gadar 2, and soon we will see Meghna Gulzar's Sam Bahadur with Vicky Kaushal playing the legendary army chief. The field marshal also makes an appearance in Pippa. Perhaps we can view the film as a middling appetizer before the main course. You can watch Pippa on Amazon Prime Video. Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.